And thank you for joining us for today's edition of Public Affairs, as today we put the spotlight on the Broken Bow Public Library as Megan Swoboda is here to visit with us. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you, Brent.
It seems like just a week ago I talked to you, but it was actually at the beginning of January. And We've made it through another month. Here we are. February is here.
Here we are. We made it through the cold month of January.
We did, yes. Yeah. Boy, the weather's been, everybody's
weird.
Talking about it, but it's just been crazy, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at what's happening in the month of February for the library. I thought maybe a good place to start, Megan, is I know there's some dates this month where hours will kind of change or even being closed with President's Day and things like that happening in the month of February. So I thought maybe we'd start there, and I know a big day is coming up on Friday, February 13th, because that is your daddy-daughter date night.
That is correct.
All right, and so to prepare for that, library will be closing that day a little early,
yes,
correct?
We're going to close at 4 o'clock that day just to get all the preparations and everything set up for the big event.
Yeah. Well, let's just talk about the event.
Yes.
Since we're there with it. Daddy-daughter date night. I know that this is something big that was created years ago at the library, and it's really turned in to be an enjoyable, big success for you.
It's a lot of fun. It's one of our only fundraisers that we do, and all of the funding, the funds that we raise just goes back into the programming, especially for the kids. So that's kind of nice. That will happen on Friday, February 13th from 6 to 9. We will have a live DJ, photo booth, games, finger foods, and drinks. And it's for dads or a father figure in your life. For ages 4 and above, come. And the tickets are on sale at the library. And they're $30 a couple and then $10 for each additional daughter.
So. Okay. So tickets are still available
for the event? Yes, we still have tickets available, and they are at the library.
All right.
Stop in and grab some.
All right, and that will be February 13th, so
yes. Mark
your calendar. And then with President's Day happening in the month of February, you'll be closed, it looks like, on February 14th and 16th?
Yes, we take the Saturday, and then we're closed the Monday, so that way we can all have a nice little long weekend. So
yeah,
we
nice.
Appreciate that.
Well, I would think maybe on the 14th you're doing a little cleanup after
we'll need a little downtime after that event anyway. We put a lot of miles on that day.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Well, it's a great event, and we'll look forward to that coming up here in the month of February. I know that story times are always a big part of the library, and those are always happening. And you've got your tots and toys and your lap sit story times, of course, continuing.
Yes, we have those on Mondays and Fridays at 10 o'clock. And we are closed, though, on the one of the Mondays. So you'll just pay attention to the days because we aren't offering it every day. And then I think Brittany is actually not doing it on the daddy-daughter date night day either. So the 13th, she's not doing it. But every other day, every other Monday and Friday at 10 o'clock, you can join us. And it is a lot of fun. We've been having between 15 and 20 come. So
it's
really fun to see the little kids and get them out and about from, you know, being cooped up inside. So
it's
a good time.
Yeah. Scavenger hunt. I think you always have to do this now, don't you? Every month, because people come to expect it a little bit.
They do. Yes. And of course, we have a Valentine themed one for February. So that will be fun. Come to the library and take part in the scavenger hunt and get a piece of candy.
All right. That sounds good. Boy, we were just talking about the weather has just kind of been a little crazy here. But it's been kind of crazy in a good way.
Right.
In the fact that there have been several days already during this wintertime that have been very nice to go walk at the park.
Yes.
And your memory story walk is now open, and you change the story monthly.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
This month is going to be the Grumpy Monkey, and we are working this week to get it up. So right now there is not anything out, but hopefully this week we will get that tackled because it's supposed to be nice and warm this week. We kind of were waiting for
sure, yes,
some warmer days. So yes, Grumpy Monkey will be up at Melham and do the story walk. It's a lot of fun.
So. Yeah. Well, this year, the Olympics are happening, and they start abroad here in the month of February, just in a few days. They start off, and it looks like you're going to kind of play off that theme a little bit later in the month with the Candy Olympics.
Yes. So the teens get to participate in the Candy Olympics. It's for grades 6 through 12, and that will be on February 27th from 4:30 to 5:30. And sign up so that we have enough M&Ms and all the different things, because I'm sure it will be a lot of fun, and I'm not 100% sure what they're going to do, but it will involve candy and challenges. So, you know, should be a good time.
Sounds like a good combination to me. Yes. A chance to compete and win candy.
Yes.
I don't know. In my opinion, that might be better than a gold medal. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
All right. Great American Pie Month. February is Pie Month.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, I love pie, so let's go with it. All right.
That sounds good to me.
But you're going to kind of celebrate that with a pie social on February the 24th, correct?
Yes, at 5:30. So it looks like you need to bring a fruit, cream, or savory pie and the recipe to share with others to celebrate the pie, Great American Pie Month.
Good. Now I assume that the pies might be cut into that night. I would assume
okay, that. All right. I'm assuming they're going to sample them, not just look at them.
Well, I just thought maybe we should clarify. Yeah, so bake a pie, and that will be coming up. I flipped the page already. The 24th, right?
Okay. Yes.
24th at 5:30.
At 5:30.
So mark that down and bake your favorite pie. And bring it to the library. Your book clubs, of course, continue here in the month of February as well.
Yes, we have a book club that meets at noon, and then we have a silent book club that meets in the evenings, and then we have an evening book club. So the noon book club is reading The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. It's kind of a long title.
Yeah.
I have not read that one, so I don't know. And then the Rebel Readers, the Silent Book Club, they just come and bring what they're reading or grab one from the library and silently read for 45 minutes. And then kind of you can share about the book. And then we usually have snacks, of course. Mm-hmm. So, and then other book recommendations. It's kind of a nice casual time. And then the evening book club is going to be reading Calamity of Souls by David Baldacci. So that should be a good one.
All right. Sounds good. I know that you guys have done this in the past, and that is basically just kind of open up the library, I believe, because we had a lot of people around here that love to work on crafts mm-hmm. and such, but sometimes like to socialize and have a place where they can spread the craft out
yes.
and work on it. And you're going to do one of those craft nights on Thursday the 12th, correct?
Yes, from 5 until 6:30. So we will have snacks, but you bring your craft and your conversations. So,
all right. Now, this one caught my eye because when I was growing up, I watched my grandmother crochet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And, oh, she was so good at it. And I remember as a kid, I would just watch how fast she could crochet and work
crazy.
The needles and everything. And you're going to have a beginning crochet workshop in the month of February, right?
Yes. It looks like you will learn the basics of crocheting, and you will get to make a scarf and a hot pad. So it's $14, and you will receive everything you need to do the crocheting. And this is limited to 6 people, so we can have a lot of hands-on and one-on-one. So reserve your spot. Call the library. It's 872-2927. And then this will start on February 18th. From 6:30 to 8:00, and it looks like they meet for several several days. So
okay. All right. So as Megan said, limited space. So if you want to get involved, make sure you contact the library now. Let's see. Friends of the Broken Bow Library will be hosting their free will donation book event. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yes. So we have a book sale going on because we constantly have to be weeding the books to make room for new books. So we are trying to encourage everyone to come and bag up all of our books so we can make more room in the library for our book sale and the books that have been weeded. So basically come from Tuesday, February 17th through Tuesday, March 17th, the whole month of bagging it up, and you just take as much as you want and just give us a very small donation and we will call it a day.
All right. Okay. So just to clarify, if I'm hearing this correctly, these are books that are kind of being weeded out from the library.
Yes.
Correct?
Or people have
donated them.
All right. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Leave a donation.
Yes.
To help with some of the many projects that you guys do.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go back to the crafts again, I guess. You're going to have crafternoon on February the 19th.
Yes. So this will be from 3:30 to 5:30, and the tables will be set up with instructions and all the materials you need. You'll learn how to use a perler beads and paracords, and you'll be able to make some sort of craft. So wood burning sets, tatting kits, macrame, all the good stuff.
All right. This marks a big year for our country. It is the 250th birthday of the United States. And through this month, or I guess I should say starting this month, you're kind of starting the Library Wrap 250.
Yes.
Give us the details.
So we are encouraging everyone to help us wrap the library in 250 feet of spines of books. So we're going to take copies of them and try to wrap the whole library in book spines. And so we're going to have challenges. If you know, like the first 10 that you read, you'll get a prize. Just to kind of give you incentives. And if you can do it and do, I think it's 50. We have bookmarks and all the things, but then you'll get entered for a big drawing. Like we're going to give away a Kindle and a reading basket and those things. So kind of little incentives to keep us going and then something big to look forward to.
Yeah.
So this is for everyone and anyone, and we hope that we can actually wrap the whole library in books.
I have a feeling you will, and I can't. Please invite us in so I can see the books wrapped all the way around the library.
We
that would be pretty neat.
It's going to be neat. Yeah. So that's our goal, and we hope it works. We think it'll work.
I have a feeling it will. So, and another neat idea you guys come up with to promote reading. So that's well done.
Thanks.
Let's see. Other things. I know that. I guess we can end on this or whatever else you want to mention here, Megan, but looks like you've got an author visit that'll be coming up later in the year.
Yes. We are doing our Custer County Reads, and we'll have Alex Finley, who is a very good author, coming on Wednesday, May 20th at 6:30. And we have copies of the book, Every Last Fear, at the library. We're trying to encourage everyone in our area to read this book and then come and listen to Alex. And then we will also have books for sale, other books by him too, that evening on May 20th at 6:30.
All right. So mark it on your calendar. Let's say, I think we've kind of went through the newsletter for this month. Anything else that you wanted to mention, Megan?
I just want to mention we do on February 7th from 2 to 4, we're having a shop, paint, and mingle, a pop-up book sale with Rooted Books and Gifts. So you can come and paint if you want, or you can just come and have some snacks and do some shopping. We hope that you join us on the 7th from 2 to 4.
All right. Sounds good. always appreciate you coming out each and every month to kind of keep us updated.
Thank you for having us.
All right, Broken Bow Public Library, our guest on today's edition of Public Affairs.